Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. And gosh, another amazing weekend ahead of us. And I want to just say that I am grateful that you are all here. I'm so excited to share my time here with Stephen Rambo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Nice to be around. Yeah. Nice to be anywhere.
There you go. I know we didn't win that Powerball last week, right? But you know, I kind of was like giving it some thought. Tom, how are you doing?
Doing great over here, just getting over my cold, but things
good.
Are good to go.
Okay, good. Yeah, you know, gosh, my husband went out and bought a bunch of tickets, and I thought, God, wait, I didn't buy mine. He's like, but this is yours. But I was like, what if it's my lucky day, you know? He goes, it is if it's our lucky day, you know.
So if you win, are you not going to share with him?
Yeah, no, but I just thought the odds were better. You know, I just thought, you know, it's always like I used to say, you know, I never want to be on an airplane when it's not the pilot's time because guess what? Everybody goes with them, right? You know, but on the other hand is the same thing. If you're having a really lucky day, let's, you know, did you buy a ticket?
Of course.
Okay. Did you buy a ticket?
Yes, I did buy one ticket.
Okay. Well, that's all you need is one, right?
I
one
know.
Is it.
One winning
and
number.
And we got three right across.
Oh, you know, like, what you get for that? $7.77.
I know, big deal. Yeah, right? But hey, I mean, it's better than
That's abundance is abundance. Look, if I find a penny on the ground, I pick it up. That's evidence of abundance and prosperity activity in
the
world.
See, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Especially
well,
if it's heads up.
There, there you go. That's right. I love
that's
that.
Abundance
I call
and good
it
luck.
An angel, right? There you go. Anyways, we've got a great show for you today. I do want to remind everybody that you are just tuning in to The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show, right here in the 805. And our phone number here is 419-0008. We've got lots and lots of things that we're going to be giving away. And in order to claim any of those things, you got to get your name in. You got to buy a ticket. You got to call in, right?
And it's an easy ticket to buy.
You
already have what you pay for, right? It's just your ears. That's
yeah,
all,
there
all
you
need.
Go. That's
right.
It. So
and a phone.
Yeah, and so call in. Leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and we'd love to get those out to you. I want to tell you a little bit about our show today, and Mike Berlin is our first guest. He is the author of Fat Burning Machine, and, you know, we're going to find out a little bit about that. I think it's going to be a good one because, you know, it's lose the belly and sugar cravings and gain energy in 12 weeks. So
and,
I love
and
that.
And miracle moments, too.
Miracle
we'll
moment.
Talk about that.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, anyways. And then one of my dear friends and associates, Noelle Nelson, is the author of Happy, Healthy, Dead. And let me tell you something, okay, is this lady writes so many books, but not only that, she's been a huge inspiration in my life, and so I can't wait to share her next one, and that is about why what you think you know about aging is wrong and how to get it right. So again, we've got a really powerful show for you today, and of course we're going to be here all the way to 8 o'clock. I want to start our show with a moment of motivation, and today be thankful and think how rich you are. Your family is priceless, your time is gold, and your health is wealth. With that, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Tom, you want to talk about all of our great things that we're giving away?
Let's start off with the wonderful restaurants we have. Pete's Breakfast House, along with that, the Midtown Cafe, Urbane Cafe, the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, Freebird's World Burrito, Veggie Grill, a free kids meal at our favorite hockey place, that is the Habit, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, we have Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's, Famous Dave's, and Lure Fish House. And also, if you like your ice skating, you can go to the lakes at Thousand Oaks all the way through the 24th of this month. Ice skating in Thousand Oaks, it's happening right now. The Rubicon Theater Company running through February 14th on Valentine's Day, Sea Rock City. And finally, this is going to be a blast, so much fun, the Harlem Globetrotters playing in Anaheim, Santa Barbara, Ontario, and Los Angeles. Tickets to all those events and gift certificates to the restaurants, too.
There you go. So let's just start off with Pete's Breakfast House. Enjoy breakfast from the Kim Pagano Show with the freshest ranch eggs. It's just like a huge old breakfast to start your day in a positive way. Anyways, call us right now at 805-419-0008. And again, leave us your name, your number, and tell us why you like our show, what we're doing, how we're changing your life. I love all the comments that we've been getting, and it just really makes it worthwhile being here. That's what it's all about. I do want to do a couple shout-outs. I want to make sure that you are on our Facebook, and there's lots of more opportunities there to win. Also, we have our podcast that I'd love you guys to subscribe to, and feel free to check us out and leave a review there. And just really a shout-out to all the new listeners and all the past listeners. And there's listeners that I love that have been here for years and years, and that just is so refreshing to me. Also, a little tragedy. One of my dear friends, my heart goes out to the Perry family. I know there's been a huge search, in Ojai, and I just can't tell you. I put together a food train. I've brought food over there. This family is an amazing family. They've adopted 6 special need children, and life happens to all of us. It's all about how we receive it. And my prayers are not going to go. It's been a long time now, but I pray to God that that we find some relief for that family.
We'll know that for them.
Yeah, definitely. So anyways, again, I'm so glad that you are here. You are here till 8 o'clock, hopefully, with us. And we've got some great guests. Let's bring our first guest on, Mike Berlin. Mike, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a 47-year-old guy who lives in New York. But most importantly, about 3 years ago, I realized that I had lost utter control of my weight. I was gaining 1 to 2 pounds every year, and I'd gotten up to 245 pounds, and the doctor said, time to go on meds. And I thought I was living my life right. I was eating the right food. I was living an active life, and I was about to go on cholesterol medicine, and I was staring diabetes in the face, and I said, something's got to give. There's got to be a better way. And I went on this mission to get control of my weight. And I spoke to doctors, I spoke to trainers, I spoke to nutritionists who all gave me a piece of the puzzle but didn't give me all the pieces. And so I was able to lose weight, but I was running out of energy. And I was like, there's got to be more. And so I discovered actually how to flip the switch to get control of my weight so that I could get my weight down. I lost over 70 pounds, but was able to sort of do some fitness, and I could flip the switch to lose the weight and be very active.
First of all, congratulations to you. Is this your first book that you've ever written?
This is my second book, actually. I'm a political pollster. I worked for Mike Bloomberg in New York. I worked for Bill and Hillary Clinton, helping them win their campaigns. And my first book was called What Makes You Tick, How Successful People Do It and What You Can Learn From Them. And that was really talking about all the different clients I had worked with over the years, what made them successful and what other people could learn from them. And it was a great exercise just sharing their secrets. But then I realized that I needed to apply that to myself.
I was just going to say that.
That's what it sounds like. You listened as well as wrote, and this is Steve here talking. And so what you ended up doing, I guess, is transferring some of those success skills into your own journey around health and wellness. And I understand you also had some influence on your mom as well, right?
Yeah, well, my mom, I had watched my mom over the years gained sort of steadily the same 1 to 2 pounds, and she had become to the point where she really just wasn't very active. And I said, Mom, you know, you're too young. She was 66 years old. I said, you're too young to lose your mobility. And so as I started to write the book, I would send her chapters. What do you think of this chapter? What do you think of that chapter? And she went on the program with me, and at 67, she's lost 63 pounds. So here's
my gosh, that's awesome. I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now, we're so glad that you're here, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with Mike Berlin. We're talking about Become a Fat Burning Machine, the 12-week diet. I'm here with Steve Rambo and Tom. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008.
You know, Kim, you talked about folks waking up this morning. We got Mike here. Let's take advantage of this. So, Mike, what's something that people can start off right away with their day when they want to get into turning themselves into a fat burning machine instead of a fat storage device?
Yeah. Actually, the morning is the best time to flip that switch, turn your fat-burning machine on. And the best way that you can do that is have a glass of water, have a cup of coffee, which is amazing, and then go do 30 minutes of exercise. And when I say exercise, I don't mean in a gym sweating up. I mean if you walk, I want you to walk faster for 30 seconds, and then I want you to recover for 3 minutes, and I want you to do 6 of those. If you jog, the same thing. Just get your body going, and that actually flips the switch, and exercise on an empty stomach, and that will actually set you up in fat-burning machine for the whole rest of the day. And the big insight that I had is that you actually need to exercise less to burn more, that people over-exercise and make themselves hungrier and then eat more calories than they burn. So I call these miracle intervals. And I worked with my co-author, who's an Olympic coach, Gail Bernhardt. And she said, Mike, 10 minutes of warm-up, just walk or jog, whatever you do, 30 seconds of acceleration, 3 minutes of recovery, and you will burn fat, not in the acceleration. You will burn fat in the recovery, and people don't know that.
And you call it, you got a great marketing. You call it the miracle. What is it again?
It's called the miracle interval.
So the miracle interval is the 3 minutes of moderate exercise that follows that hyperactivity. Is that the
right.
miracle minute?
Right. 30 seconds. So if you walk, walk a little faster. If you jog, jog a little faster. If you run, run a little faster, but only for 30 seconds. And here's what the miracle is. The miracle is that it opens up your, that little burst opens up your cells and makes you metabolize faster so that your body will use what you eat for energy rather than store it as fat. But you don't want to actually tap into your stored energy, because that will just make you hungry and your body is going to want to replenish it.
And Mike, is that also
miracle intervals.
Mike, is that also what would make you less tired, all right?
It makes you less tired. It reduces inflammation. It gets your body to function the way that it's supposed to. What happens now is that when you overexercise or you eat too much sugar or carbohydrates, you actually have inflammation. And we know what happens when, you know, we know when somebody makes an inflammatory remark, you have to go cool it down and you lose your focus on what's important. Body is the same way. When inflammation happens, it has to go deal with the inflammation and it can't function as well. So what we talked about, getting rest, having energy, your skin gets a little brighter. All these things happen when your body can function as it's supposed to.
Now, Mike, here's one that I saw in the scanning through the book that kind of threw me for a loop a little bit. You say you don't have to give up Maybe these are one of your success clients, fast food restaurants or something. What, you don't have to give up fast food to be healthy? Come on, give me that one.
No.
Explain that to
me. Look, I travel all the time for work. If I had to give up fast food restaurants, I would not be able to eat. It's just about making sensible choices. Get the grilled chicken sandwich at McDonald's. Get the Asian chicken salad at Wendy's. Get the Subway 6-inch turkey sandwich. They're wonderful choices. They're all there.
And the moderation on the dressing, and right? I mean, you're making smart choices. You're just changing, you know, some of the things that you would eat, correct?
Yeah, I actually think that they're trying to trick you. Like, nobody needs that much dressing. And why would you put a high-carb, high-calorie dressing on a delicious salad? Like, you know, just if you just use it in moderation, you'll get the benefits without the consequences. And there's all these myths that I had as when I was a fat storing machine and I was gaining the weight. I thought that healthy food tastes bad. Mm-hmm. I thought I had to be hungry all the time. I thought I had to exercise. And these were things that I had just worked up in my head that were not true.
Wow. And now here's a question. So did you lose your belly?
I lost my belly. I went from a size 40 pant to a size 32 when I became a fat-burning machine. And this is the other thing. I didn't say I want to lose 15 pounds. I didn't say I want to eat 2,000 calories. I just changed the foods that I ate to the fat-burning foods, and my body did the work. I didn't have to torture myself or create a goal, because I always thought if I lost 10, somehow I gained 12. And then that was the cycle that I was in. And so when I became a fat burning machine, my body just found a natural set point, and I really don't do much to maintain it.
Yeah, the body's designed to do its business and to take care of assimilation, circulation, and elimination all on its own. We get in the way, and I'm wondering, what did your research with the doctors and all the sources you went to tell you about stress as it related to fat storage versus fat burning?
It was what I found is that there was a hormone I had no idea called cortisol, which is your flight hormone and your anger hormone, and it actually makes you hungry. So when my cortisol went down because my inflammation went down, all of a sudden life got a little bit more calm for me. I also, which was very interesting, you know, I'm a political pollster, so I do polls all the time. What I found is that as I lost the weight, suddenly people looked at me differently. They thought I was a little bit smarter. They thought I was a little bit more confident. And so there were all these other benefits that went with my weight loss that I had never factored in.
Well, you felt better about yourself. I mean, that's really inevitably the, you know, what you get from it, correct? You look good, you feel good, you do good.
I think there's a certain level of confidence, and I never knew it when I was heavy, because I'm not a shy guy.
Yeah. But Mike, you know what? I want to get on. I just turned into the book on week one, and you have week one goals. Will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but when we come back, will you kind of follow us through that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm here with Steve Rambo and Tom, and I'm Kim, and we've got a great show for you. Stay with us. I'd love to give something away. How about, you know what? We're taking the holidays right into the new year, and we've got tickets to the Holiday Ice Rink over at the Lakes in Thousand Oaks. Call us right now for your tickets, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-604. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us, starting your day in a positive way, waking up and feeling your gifts. I'm telling you, that's what it's all about, is really learning your gifts in life, of what, you know, what people compliment you on, what makes you happy. And some of us think that, oh, well, you know, I'm not perfect. You don't have to be perfect. It's like it takes a long time to get to where you are. But if you keep trying.
I like to think that you're whole.
Yeah.
You know, you go, my favorite analogy for this, you go to IKEA and you buy a bookshelf, and everything in the box is there to make the bookshelf work.
I love that.
All the parts are there. Now, if you don't read the instructions and you put it together and it works okay, you might have a screw left.
Ooh.
And you're like, wait, where does this screw go? And that's what's so beautiful about what Mike's teaching us today. He's teaching us, where does the extra screw go to make the bookshelf really sturdy?
Kind of instructions for success in our lives, you know? And yeah, this is something that everybody deals with, you know, and it does creep up on you, you know, a couple 1 pound here, and then you kind of go, okay, I'll just put it on the next button. Okay.
And then you got the Southern California thing. Another beautiful sunny day. You know what? I'll start working out tomorrow. You don't have the four seasons that push you through the process, which is something that, I guess, Mike, now where are you? What part of the country are you in?
Well, I live in New York City, but today I am in Santa Monica.
Oh, you're right here.
There you go.
Nice. All right, so you're getting some of this. You're getting some of the Southern California gold going on.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, it's so interesting, and I'll tell you a story. When I started to become a fat-burning machine, I actually started in Santa Monica, and I went for my first run, and I thought, if I can just run to the pier, I will be so happy. It was like a half a mile, but it was, I had to take a first step, and that was it. And I was, this is what you said, I was enjoying just being in California. It was so cold in New York, and that was when my journey started.
That's beautiful.
And the step, you know, one of my favorite movies, Bill Murray, baby steps. We always want to launch off into something. Look, people say life is short. I always say, no, life is the longest thing you'll ever do in life.
So take
your time and work yourself through it. You didn't put the pounds on all at once, and so take your time as you work them off.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like they always say, 9 months to have a baby, 9 months to take them off, you know? Mm. And everybody's like, oh, God, I had the baby. You know, my son's 21, and I'm still, no. No, just kidding. But, yeah. But, Mike, you know what? So take us through week one, and this is a perfect time to really kind of set our goals. And, you know, and I always think, like, you know, it's funny, I'm kind of a little more relaxed this year because I'm thinking, yeah, by, you know, the end of February, March, I should be, you know, because we put so much pressure on ourselves, and I think we're just still cleaning up from the holidays. And so a lot of people have that, you know, let down instead of, you know, starting their goals. So I think this would be a great goal.
Well, look, the first step to becoming a fat burning machine is to just acknowledge that you're going to make some changes. And the first thing I did in week one, when I went out and took the run, was I'm going to change some things. And we don't need to change it dramatic. I think when we talk about flipping the switch, we're not talking about radically changing your life. We're talking about switching your body from fat storing to fat burning mode. And that means starting to eat a different mix of foods that are designed to burn. And that also means deciding that you're going to do a little exercise to make your body more efficient at burning fat. But I don't want people to all of a sudden radically change. I want you to start to, you know, slow down on the carbs, slow down on the sugar, and start to increase the protein, like so the chicken or the fish. Start to eat a few more leafy vegetables. But don't take the fat out. If you like to put a little bit of mayonnaise on your turkey sandwich, keep doing it. Because that good fat actually will give you the sustainable energy. See, people think you need to be hungry when you're losing weight. That is not true. You just need to be burning fat instead of storing it. And those are the keys.
Right. And Mike, I'm looking in your book, and it says every other day you walk or jog or do something. I love that because you're giving yourself a day off. It's not like, okay, get ready. Your whole life has to change right now, because a lot of people really can't do that, correct?
It sounds like you're making things that are heard about and known about a little more accessible, packaging some wisdom around health in a way that people can really grab. You know, if you go to a workout regime with a heavy-duty physical trainer and you can afford that kind of stuff, and most of us can't, they'll tell you, work the upper body one day, take a break the next day, work the lower body. You move parts around, you have some downtime so your muscles rebuild. This is the same thing with our diet habits, it seems like you're saying.
Exactly. Look, in order to be a fat-burning machine, you can't be tired all the time or sore. You know, I want this has to be a sustainable way of life. So if you do 30 minutes of what we call miracle intervals, three or four times a week, you're set. If you do a little bit extra, like you were talking about, like maybe do a little upper body or lower body strength training, you're even going to be more set. But
right.
It's got to fit into your life. It's this idea that the diet takes over your life. It's just not sustainable. You're going to go back.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Mike, you talk about in your book that fruit can be burning, fat burning or fat storing. How do you determine which one is good?
Well, fruit is one of those, another one of those myths that I had, that people say, well, fruit, it's natural sugar. It's not going to be bad for you. Not true. Sugar is sugar. Inflammation is inflammation. You've got to eat fruit in moderation and know that some fruits are better than others. Everybody likes to have a banana in the morning or have a banana before they work out. That is turning your fat-burning machine off. That is putting you into fat-storing mode because it's full of sugar. If you want to have a few strawberries or a few raspberries in your Greek yogurt in the morning, fine, but very few. And the idea that you can have a large quantity will turn off your fat-burning machine.
So if I'm making a protein drink and I put a half of banana in, I just killed myself?
You're not helping yourself.
Yeah.
You're not killing you.
No.
The whole point of fat-burning, fat-storing is you know what you're doing. But if you eat the half a banana, just acknowledge that today I'm not going to burn fat.
Oh, really?
And that's okay. I mean, I'm not judging you, but
no,
you won't.
But I mean, knowing that, you know, you think it's supposed to be good for you because it's got potassium in it, but obviously that's wrong.
No.
Now, in your book, do you have what fruits are good, or you're just saying in the morning that's not something to start off with?
No, I have a full list of fat burning and fat storing, and these are ones that we combined a couple of different resources to get it to people so they could just quickly look at the list. Like if you look on page, I know you have the book in front of you.
Right.
If you look on page 81, you know, we say blackberries, cranberries, raspberries, those are better than banana, cherries, and grapes.
Oh, there you go.
And so you know, I want to give people the information. They have to make the decisions themselves. But if I say, if you have a banana or a pear or a pineapple, you're probably not going to burn fat that day, particularly if you eat it in the morning. So here's another myth I never knew. People think, well, I'll cheat in the morning and have a muffin because I'll burn it off the rest of the day.
Uh-uh.
It's actually not true. What happens is you spike your insulin and you'll be hungry throughout the day, and one muffin will probably lead to two, and you won't have control. If you're going to eat a fat-storing food, eat it at night where it can't lead to bad decisions, you know, any further, and then the next day, your body will balance things out overnight, and the next day you start fresh.
I love that.
That
so
is
my,
interesting, yeah.
So I could have my blueberry muffin with my ice cream at night, go to bed, and I'm absolutely cool.
Nice,
well,
Steven.
No, it's still going to cause problems, but it won't lead to a domino effect of bad decisions the rest of the day.
Got it.
I'd prefer if you don't have it, but look, I live in the real world.
There you go.
You know, it's just, people think, well, I'll burn it off. No, you won't burn it off, and you're gonna probably say, well, I had the muffin, I might as well have the French fries.
Wow. Mike, where do we find your book?
You can get Become a Fat Burning Machine at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, as well as, you know, in the store and online. And I love going to independent bookstores. I have been
Thank
so
you.
Thrilled that small businesses have stocked my book, and it's selling. It makes me very happy. I love the fact that it goes through Amazon, but the other ones are great.
I'm glad you gave a shout out for the independent bookstores. Yes. You know, there's nothing like picking up a book off the shelf, thumbing through it, sitting down in a nice cozy place and reading it a little bit before you walk out the door.
And supporting all of our that's wonderful. Bookstores. Leave us with the last one really good tip that we can start our 12-week diet.
The best tip is don't feel like you have to do it every day. This is not meant to be. This is a nice even pace. Just keep at it. And if you if one day you start eating fat storing food, the next day just start again. There's no do or die here. Just keep going.
You know, Mike, you had one thing that you said a number of times. Flip the switch. And when I think about flipping a switch, at first I was thinking, wow, you flip the switch, the light comes on. That's pretty instantaneous. But the other realization I had is that when you flip the switch on a dimmer, the power goes on right away, but you can slowly pull up the amount of light. So this is more like a dimmer flip the switch is what I'm hearing from you, not a flip the switch, instantly the light goes on full blast.
Nope, because you're teaching your body how to burn fat. It's a fundamental different way. But by flipping the fact that I learned is there is a switch.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Mike Berlin, I hope that you share our show with everyone, and we'd love to have you follow us.
That's fantastic.
Enjoy your time in Santa Monica. Have fun running on the pier today.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy. Go over to Venice Beach, do some push-ups on the bars.
Absolutely.
There you go.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Our next guest, Noel Nelson, Happy Healthy Dad. We're going to take a really quick break when we come back. Noel, I love Noel. She's done so much in my life personally, and I know that you're going to love her book. So stay with us. I'd love to give something away right now, and I've got gift certificates to Freebirds World Burrito. And, you know, it's all about eating good. That's another great place to eat. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you that we will be here till 8 o'clock and that we hope you stay. And we've obviously been here since 6 o'clock. I'm Kim. I'm here with Stephen Rambo.
Good morning.
How's he doing? And, of course, Tom Spence and our next guest, Noel Nelson. And she is the author of a few books and lots of great stuff in her life. But we're going to be talking about her book, Happy Healthy Dad. Noel, welcome. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Kim. And thank you for having me on the show.
Of course. Of course. Happy New Year. Can we still say that? It's a little bit into the new year.
Of course.
But yeah.
It's a new year every day for somebody. Happy birthday. Happy New Year. See how that works?
See that?
Yeah.
There you go. Noel, how are you and what's going on in your life?
Well, what's going on is mainly this book, Happy Healthy Dad, which has been gaining an awful lot of momentum and attention, I'm glad to say.
Oh, that's great. So why did you write this book?
Well, Kim, I travel a lot for work, and I was sitting on a plane, and the young man next to me was not putting his cell phone in cell phone mode, in airplane mode, as the flight attendant had requested. So finally, when it's obvious the plane is going to take off, I turned to him and said, you know, you really should put your phone in airplane mode because your cell signal could interfere with the airplane's radio frequency. And he looked at me and he said, what would you know? You're old.
Ooh, yeah. That's why I know, because I am old.
I'll tell you something. I turned to that young man after about a moment of shock and said, if you're lucky, if you're really, really lucky, you'll get to be old.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
You know, I was all of 60, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, right. Which is the new 40, right?
Yeah.
No kidding. But mostly what the reason I wrote the book, Kim, and to give you a more direct answer, is that it struck me that people think of anyone over, especially 65 or 70, as being decrepit, uninformed, ill, stupid, ignorant, and that is just not so.
Yeah, we have a society that so celebrates youth, and I frequently will tell people that I like to use the term for our wisdom keepers.
That's a beautiful term.
Because that's really what's going on.
I love that, yeah.
And quite frankly, once I started doing the research, do you know that only 3% of the population over 65 is in a nursing home?
Oh, of course. They're living in their own homes, right?
Well, not only that, but they're thriving.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't make a whole lot of headlines. Although, quite frankly, as I did my research, I found a lot of people in their 80s, 90s, and hundreds who have been doing wonderful things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's great. So let me ask you a question. You know, I know who you are, and you know who you are, but what was your response to this? You know, so many of us let somebody else ruin our day. And did you, I mean, I would love to just, you know, there's sometimes, you know, you walk into a grocery store and they're having their own bad day. And you could invite yourself into their day, or you could say, wow, you know, kind of change their life around. And Noel, knowing you, did you give them a piece of any of you?
No, it wouldn't have been appropriate, quite frankly. He was obviously very, very convinced of his own opinion.
Okay.
And, you know, we're on a plane.
Okay.
I tend not to lecture or give advice unless I've been asked for it.
Okay. That, you know what? You're absolutely right in that sense. Yes. So, what did they call it?
The unsolicited advice thing?
Unsolicited, yes.
Yeah, unsolicited
thank you.
Advice.
Unsolicited advice. Probably would not have been good in that situation.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, Noelle, I was flipping through your book earlier, and I'm gonna grab it from Kim, and she's not gonna get a chance to take this home because it looks really interesting. But the one chapter that jumped out at me was how to make worry your friend. Tell me about that, can you? Because people say, hey, no problem, don't worry, be happy, you know, but maybe we might have that, we might have something to learn from worries, is what I'm getting from you, huh?
Well, absolutely we do. I mean, if you think about it, absolutely everything that we feel or think has a positive purpose, which that marvelous movie, I think it's called Up or something like that, demonstrated.
What is it, in which movie?
The movie, it was an animation, I think it was called Up.
Oh, Up, yeah, beautiful
it
movie.
It demonstrated it beautifully, is that every single thing you think or feel has a positive aspect. So take worry. Worry is actually a survival instinct, okay? It's telling you, you know what, you better look into X or Y. So the problem isn't when we first get a worry thought, it's that we cling to it.
Right.
So the worry is great. I mean, frankly, if you didn't think, did I leave the stove on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where would your house would burn down. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Or if you didn't worry about, oh, did I fill that gas tank or et cetera. It doesn't matter what it is. The problem is we then, instead of going to the solution of, okay, I better turn back. I'm going to be late. No big deal. I'd rather turn back and make sure my stove is not turned off. Or, okay, I'll pull up at the gas station, et cetera. If we just attend to the solution, we do great.
It sounds like you're making a distinction similar to suffering and pain. We're going to have some pain. Now, do I have to suffer from it, or can I take some action to move beyond it?
Exactly. That is an excellent distinction, and it is basically the same thing. So, you know, when people say, don't worry, be happy, it, as you said, it's a lovely sentiment. It's a lovely sentiment. But I don't know anybody on the planet who is not going to have a worry thought.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's not so much about don't worry. I would rephrase it as don't sit there and stew in your worry.
Right.
But it doesn't make a good song title.
I love it. And for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We're talking with Noel Nelson. We're talking about Happy, Healthy Dad. Where did you get that name from?
Well, you know, I heard it ages ago. Somebody said it in a lecture I was listening to. They had it a little bit differently. They said happy, healthy, happy, healthy, happy, healthy dad.
Yeah.
But the point was, look, we're all going to die. I mean, we don't like to think about it, but it's a fact. Nobody gets out of here alive.
I
so
say that
all
the time.
The point is, and basically why I wrote a whole book about it, is, well, let's see what we can do about being happy, healthy, right up until, gada boom, you're out of here.
Got it. Okay.
So that's why the title, Happy, Healthy,
Dead.
Not what a lot of people think, especially when they think in terms of older individuals or wisdom keepers, they tend to think of, oh, I see, well, I guess I just have to accept that my last 20 or 30 years are going to be miserable and decrepit and depressing, and oh, and that's horrible.
Right. You know, Noelle, I know you, like, think a lot about, like, daily maintenances. And is that something you talk about in this book?
I do, in the sense that the first six chapters are really the science, if you will, of happy, healthy, dead. And they talk a lot about how appreciation and gratitude, optimism, literally add not only years, but healthy years to your life. In terms of daily maintenance, that's, if you will, the whole second half of the book.
Mm.
And the thrust of it is, Kim, to shift your focus. To shift your focus.
Right.
In other words, on a daily basis, no matter what's going on, instead of thinking of what you can't do or what you don't have or what you are not, is to think more in terms of, well, what do you have?
Mm-hmm.
What can you do? Who are you today? And so that, if you will, is for me a mantra, but it's very much a daily maintenance.
You're talking about living in the attitude of gratitude, and as a result you get a higher altitude with your life.
There
I
you
love
go.
It. Yeah. That's so it. Okay, you talk about also appreciation is so important. Talk to us about that.
Well, there are four, if you will, critical keys to happy, long life, healthy long life, and that is appreciation, gratitude, happiness, and optimism. But the easiest one to grab a hold of and actually make work for you is appreciation. Because we all know you can't really grab happiness. You know, you can buy a new toy, you can whatever, but that's fleeting.
That's pleasure.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And optimism is hard to get to from, like, no place.
Mm-hmm.
But the same thing with gratitude. Gratitude, you're usually waiting for somebody to do something nice or you get something nice or whatever. But appreciation, Kim, is a thought. You deliberately choose to think. In other words, I right now can value, appreciate the fact that we are having this discussion.
Correct.
I mean, I can really appreciate that.
Right.
And you can go, it's a thought. I can choose to think that. So it's easier to grab onto. And that's why I found over the years that when I help people learn appreciation, the rest, it's sort of like a domino thing. If you're appreciating something in the moment, you're valuing it, you automatically become grateful for it.
Wow. Well, you're absolutely right. When I think I'm appreciating that, you know, Stephen Rambo's here with me today.
Yeah. Thank you.
Tom's here with me today. Noelle's here with me. You can't think anything but feeling gratitude.
Are you appreciating that Tom is here too?
Yeah.
Wow. He just smiled at that. He liked that too.
I always appreciate
and
him.
See,
too.
And what happened in that moment that Kim was just expressing that is I smiled. Tom smiled, so now we just got a dose of some positive energy running through us. And the other thing I hear you talking about is making choice. And if you can choose to have some appreciation, then you begin to make other choices that are in a positive direction for your life. Is that how that flows for you?
Absolutely you do. And if you notice, even as you were talking about Tom and so forth, you and Kim were obviously happy.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Happiness is a natural after appreciation and gratitude.
Right.
And after that, optimism can't help but kick in.
And that's a different kind of happiness than the new toy.
Yeah.
And I really want to stress those distinctions, and I see you stressing that as well, that if you go for the longer, the gut feeling is what we're talking about, as opposed to the fleeting activity. Because you buy the new car, after a while, the new car smell goes away, and suddenly you see you got a dent in the bumper or something.
Yep. And that's true of absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, I always say as we get a little older, right, the beauty comes from inside instead of outside, right? And you have to already know that they're beautiful.
Yeah, but if you go, and if we kind of tie this back into what we were just talking about with Mike, when you have that feeling of beauty on the inside and you feel that much more appreciation for yourself, others see you and reflect that beauty back, and you become a more attractive person to the outside world as well. So it's all one reciprocal thing.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And as you appreciate yourself, you can't help usually but look out and appreciate others.
I love it. Noelle, can you stay with us? We just need to take a really quick break. I want to stay on with you. But when we come back, can we talk about diet and exercise? And are those important? And do you talk about that in your book? You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to give something away as we're heading out. I've got Famous Dave's, and they are over here in the collection. And I'd love to send somebody there to get have a dinner on The Kim Pagano Show. So call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. We will be here till 8 o'clock. And we've got some great guests in there. Right now, we're talking with Noelle Nelson. We're talking about one of her books, Happy, Healthy, Dead. And you actually said it better. How did you say happy, healthy, dead, right? You know, but you know, I was just talking to Stephen in our break here, and I know that you are really a proponent of maintenance. And is that something that you still talk about in your book?
Well, I certainly point out that diet and exercise are important.
Okay.
The only problem is people tend to forget that your mind regulates an awful lot of your body. Mm-hmm. And so if you're only attending to diet and exercise as you look to achieving a happy, healthy, long life, you'll do well, but you won't do nearly as well as you could if you, in addition, kicked in, if you will, the attitude, things that we've been discussing this morning.
Right, right. Now, you know, I mean, we were talking about, okay, so do you, in your book, do you talk about a diet or do you talk about an exercise or?
No, okay. I do not, because many wonderful people
have already covered that.
Those arenas really, really well. The only way in which I speak about it, and this would amuse you, Kim, I'm sure, is there was this absolutely wonderful study done where some psychologists from Tufts University went into a nursing home. And they picked the very, very oldest residents, so between the ages of 87 and 96, and they introduced them to a weight training program.
I love it.
And the nursing staff was freaked. It was like, you're going to kill these people. You don't understand. They're frail. They use walkers. I mean, they can't possibly be put on a weight training program. And after signing a million releases or whatever, they did. And the good news is, not only did the nursing home residents thrive, but their muscles over the period of 8 weeks, so we're talking 2 months, Kim, increased in size by 300%.
Wow.
300%. So
really, we're talking a lot about expectation and intention.
Yes, we are. And that, of course, was the point I was making in the book. But from a, if you want to know how exercise can help you point of view,
yeah,
from a sort of indirect path, and the thing that I love the best about this study, Kim, is that residents who up until then could not get out of bed without help, were able to get out of bed, to the bathroom, in the middle of the night and make it back safely to their bed.
No problem. You know what, Noelle, as you're saying this, my father-in-law just went into hospice, and we went down, and he just went there. He hasn't been out of bed, I'm telling you, months. And so they put him in this new home, and he's putting puzzles together. He has to walk, and he's not happy about it, but I'm like, but he's doing it. Wait a minute. Wait,
and
what's going
off.
Yeah.
And as you were pointing out, the attitude, of course, is the expectation was, in that case, of the researchers, but then it translates to the residents.
Yeah.
They start to realize, as your father-in-law will, that, oh, well, then I guess I can do this.
Right. And I really believe that we are our worst enemies, that we hold ourselves back. And so many times we think we can't, we're not good enough, you know, all those kind of things go in our mind. If we just say, we will. I'll try it.
And that's why the shift in focus is so important.
I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay, so now we definitely aren't going to give the cliff note away. We don't want somebody to not buy the book. But if you were to lock it into four or five bullet points that really get broken down in detail in the book, where would you put that, particularly as we talk about folks that are, you know, we've got that bubble of the baby boomers going into their 80s, 90s, and 100s, and I know they're going into their 100s because I see it all the time.
I know.
What do we tell them that they're going to get out of this book that's going to encourage them and move them forward into healthy 80s, 90s, and 100s, thriving, flourishing?
The first thing would be quit believing the lie.
Mm-hmm.
Quit believing the lie that somehow, especially after 70, you're going to go all downhill. It is scientifically incorrect. And so, you know, don't believe the lie. That would be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two would be pay a heck of a lot more attention to what you can do and what you do have and who you are. And one of the best examples of that is what we refer to as the differently abled.
Mm-hmm.
So people who've lost an arm or a leg or an eye or whatever, they are astonishingly inspiring on how they cope.
Right.
Well, as we get older, sometimes we lose function in one area or another, and you have a choice. You have a choice. You can roll over and play dead, which is obviously not what the book
says. Yeah, it's not.
Or
it's not,
you
yeah.
can look at, well, what do I have? What can I do? And mm-hmm. rise and walk, so to speak. In other words, boogie forward.
Yeah.
Look at Stephen Hawking. Talk about an example.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, he was supposed to be dead by 25. He's 73, and he's not retiring.
You know, you mentioned change your expectations. My mother ran her first marathon at 69. She ran four more.
Exactly.
And she's still running around Lake Merritt whenever she can at 77. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, recently a 92-year-old woman broke all the historic records on completing marathons.
Nice. 92.
Yeah, I think age is just a number. I really do.
It's a fun number.
Yeah, if we can kind of look at it as a journey, and like we said, you know, is none of us do get out of here alive, but why not make it your best?
In our spiritual community, we have a woman who just had her 101 birthday.
She was there on Sunday, right?
Yeah, yes, Jerry. Yeah. Jerry. And yeah. She's rocking it. She comes up to me, gives me the hardest hug, the biggest smile, and listens to every word that is said and just spits it right back at me. So, yeah, she blows up every kind of... I don't even want to call it a myth because I think myths are truth. Stereotypes and lies about old age.
And I love that you brought that example. I think it's so important, Kim, and I appreciate that you do it, that we promote, talk about all these wonderful people that we know personally
yeah.
that are 80, 90, 100 and more, and how vibrant they are and how wonderful they are, because it's as we put that out there, if you will, that more people will start paying attention to, oh.
And one last one that comes to me. Life alone or together.
Oh,
romance,
that's a big
you know?
One. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up.
My mother just recently found a guy. They're together now in their late 70s. My father at 77 remarried last year. My aunt at 72 is now dating a new man that she just ran into. So that's the other myth, that you're not going to find happiness, joy, romance, and companionship, and you will, because there's someone out there for everybody.
We're all living longer.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
This is so true. You know, it's interesting. I have one of my clients, love him, Jerry, love his stories. He's helping me write a book right now. He's like, how you doing? I go, this is the year. I'm getting it done. But he gives me these stories, and he walks to my salon, and I go, you know, it's like freezing out. And he's like, yeah, I got to stay alive. I'm doing everything I can to stay alive. And that's I just admire him and his girlfriend. They, you know, he says, I just want to get everything I can out of this life.
Yeah, it's a fun thing, you know, and what else are you going to do in life but live, right? You're not living to die.
Well, let's put it this way.
If I had to put another bullet to the book, it would probably be quit whining, complaining, and blaming.
Ooh, did you say whining, complaining, and blaming?
Mm.
Yep.
Nice.
Oh,
everything. Just stop it.
There are professionals that take that job on very seriously. We need to fire all of them.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I love it. Noelle, where do we find out more about you and your book? And where do we buy it?
The book is both in paperback and as an ebook at Amazon. Mm. So that's the easiest place to find it is at Amazon. And then my website, noellenelson.com.
Right. And I know we have a couple minutes left. Can you just tell everybody a little bit about who you are?
Beside the fact that you're a book writing machine, I mean, 14 books, my goodness. Do you do anything else? What else do you do but write books?
Oh, she's a pretty amazing lady,
well,
I have to tell you.
I am a psychologist by trade, mm-hmm. and for many years I worked as a therapist. And little by little, I developed a specialty as a trial consultant. So I work with litigators in civil court cases, doing a whole bunch of brainstorming and helping them figure out, if you will, the psychology of what's going on in a case.
Mm-hmm.
And the witnesses and all the rest of it. But in these last few years, I've been writing because it's just a passion. I sort of can't help it.
It's stimulating to you, isn't it?
I'm a HuffPo regular contributor, which is a source of great joy. Life is good. Life is actually very, very good.
I love it. I love it. Well, I love when you come on. I love what you do. And like I said, you've helped me in so many ways, you know, and I thank you.
With my pleasure, Kim. Totally.
You got it.
Nice to meet you, Noelle.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Noelle Nelson, Happy Healthy Dad. Get one of her books. All right. We are at the end of our first hour, and we've got another whole hour ahead of us. Of course, we're going to end this show with a moment of happiness. Keep your best wishes close to your heart and watch what happens. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back.